This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 18th of May. Nottinghamshire kept their title hopes alive with a much-needed win over Surrey on the final day at Trent Bridge. Surrey had begun the day on 72 for 3 and 259 to win, but collapsed to be all out for 144. Paul Franks and Harry Gurney did the bulk of the damage, taking 3 wickets each, as only 2 of Surrey's batsmen reached double figures for the day. Rory Burns was 1 and added 12 to his overnight score to top score with 53, while Stephen Davies made 28. Derbyshire suffered their 4th defeat of the season, as Sussex wrapped up victory by 9 wickets. The home side were all out for 219 in their second innings, as Steve McGoffin ended with 4 for 44, leaving Sussex needing just 42 in the 4th innings. They knocked off the runs inside 6 overs, despite losing Chris Nash for a duck, as Luke Wells finished on 23 and Michael Yardley on 18. And there was high drama on day 2 of the second division match between Worcestershire and Kent at Canterbury. 16 wickets fell in the day, as the home side was skittled for just 63 in their second innings, en route to a 10-wicket defeat. Alan Richardson was again the man who did the damage, as he took 7 for 22 to end with match figures of 12 for 63. Gareth Andrew took the other 3 wickets to fall, as only 2 Kent batsmen reached double figures. Worcestershire had early been bowled out for 194 in their first innings, as Matt Coles ended with 5 for 31. They then needed just 29 in the 4th innings following the home side's capitulation, openers Darrell Mitchell and Matthew Pardo knocking them off without being parted. The win is Worcestershire's first of the season, moves them up to 6th in the table. Kent are winless and last. Leaders Northamptonshire had to settle for a draw against Leicestershire on the final day at Wantage Road. They recovered sufficiently in their second innings to be able to declare at 215 for 8 and leave Leicestershire needing 337 to win. Debutant Ben Duckett hit 53 not out and cheered an unbroken 82 with Stephen Crook for the 9th wicket. The visitors then made a fluent start to their run chase, as openers Greg Smith and Niall O'Brien put on 80. Ned Eckersley then added 42 off 39 balls, before the team shook hands at 168 for 3. And Essex beat Glamorgan by 5 wickets late on in Cardiff. Mark Wallace hit a century, took his overnight 7 wickets down with Graham Wagg to 109, prior to Wagg's departure for 55, as Glamorgan were all out for 388. That left Essex a tricky run chase of 275, but they got the perfect start thanks to their young openers. Jake Micklebury and Tom Wesley both passed 50, and added 143. There were contributions later on from Robbie Bapar and Mark Bertini, as Essex won in the penultimate over.